As the European Union announces financial sanctions against Belarusian officials blamed for election fraud and abuse of protesters, hundreds gathered in Minsk on Wednesday evening. The demonstrators were defying a new order from President Alexander Lukashenko. The president had instructed his police to clear the streets of the capital after a week and a half of rallies against his rule. The EU, which held an emergency summit on the crisis, also rejected Lukashenko's re-election in a disputed vote on August 9th. Ursula von der Leyen, head of the European Commission, said it would reroute 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus away from the government. That money will instead be used towards civil society, victims of the state crackdown on protesters, and the country's fight against COVID-19. The authoritarian president extended his 26-year term in an election that detractors say was rigged. Lukashenko denies manipulating the election. Reuters reports the African Union has suspended Mali's membership in response to the ouster by soldiers of its president and government in a coup. The Peace and Security Department made the announcement Wednesday. The suspension will last until constitutional order is restored and the group demanded the release of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and other senior officials. Mali soldiers who staged a military coup leading to Keita's resignation say they plan to form a civilian transitional government, adding they will organize new elections. Keita resigned and dissolved parliament late on Tuesday, hours after soldiers detained him at gunpoint. You can follow this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator and Vice Presidential Candidate Kamala Harris